Ever wonder why you impulsively purchase that item you didn't need? Or why certain advertisements stick in your mind while others fade instantly? The secret lies in the psychology of persuasion, a field that Andy Maslin has mastered in his book, Persuasive Copywriting. As a former copywriter for The Economist and current CEO of Sunfish, Maslin has become the go-to expert for major brands seeking to transform their marketing language. The book has gained cult status among marketing professionals, with industry leaders like Seth Godin praising its revolutionary approach to emotional engagement. What makes it particularly powerful is how it bridges neuroscience and writing craft, explaining not just how to write persuasively, but why certain techniques trigger specific responses in our brains. In a world increasingly saturated with content, Maslin's framework has become essential reading for anyone seeking to cut through the noise and create copy that doesn't just inform, but compels action. Can you make a purely rational decision without emotional influence? Most of us believe we can, but neuroscience tells a different story. Our decisions are fundamentally emotional, not rational. The limbic system, our lizard brain, processes emotions first, while the prefrontal cortex rationalizes these emotional decisions afterward. This isn't a flaw in our design, but an evolutionary advantage. Emotions enhance the salience of events and improve survival chances. When fleeing a predator, terror makes you run faster than mere rational knowledge ever could. This biological reality transforms how we should approach copywriting. Traditional education has misled us into believing that logical arguments and facts persuade, but something vital is missing: emotion. The limbic system governs not just emotions, but decision-making itself. Patients with damage to this area can logically explain choices, but struggle to make even simple decisions. They lack the emotional guidance system that helps us navigate options. According to Antonio Damasio's somatic marker theory, bodily states, emotions, guide our choices. When we feel something physically, excitement, fear, desire, these sensations create shortcuts in decision-making. Information remains important, but primarily serves to rationalize decisions rather than drive them. This explains why consumer copywriters have long understood the power of emotional appeals rather than just listing features and specifications. When Apple sells an iPhone, they don't just describe its technical capabilities. They show how it makes you feel, connected, creative, and part of something special. The emotional appeal comes first. The specifications merely justify the desire already created. The distinction between emotions, observable bodily states with visible cues, and feelings, internal mental experiences, matters for copywriters. We need to trigger both the visible excitement that creates urgency and the internal satisfaction that validates the choice. Of the six primary emotions, happiness, sadness, fear, anger, disgust, surprise, four are unpleasant but evolutionarily advantageous. Even negative emotions can drive positive purchasing decisions when properly channeled. Fear of missing out, disgust with current solutions, or anger about wasted resources. The copywriter's job isn't mind control, but engaging readers' emotions so they feel, not just think, that your proposition is good. Many copywriters understand this conceptually, but struggle with execution. The common mistake is emoting rather than evoking. Expressing the writer's emotions, we are delighted to announce, when readers only care about their own feelings. Traditional copywriting formulas like idea, attention, interest, desire, action, have served marketers well for decades, but they focus more on the writer's process than the reader's emotional journey. Maslin introduces a more psychologically sophisticated approach called TIPS that progressively engages prospects' emotions without their noticing, moving them from apathy to action. T is for tempt. Before prospects can engage with your selling copy, you must give them a reason to read at all. The strongest approach connects deeply with emotions, making readers happy, sad, disgusted, angry, surprised, or frightened. Effective headlines arrest readers in the act of turning away. Compare "I loved that car until this happened" with the generic "the ultimate for your Porsche." The first creates curiosity and emotional investment. The second merely makes a claim that could apply to any product. I is for influence. After tempting readers, first deliver the satisfaction promised in your headline, then work on deeper motivations. Don't rush to pitch benefits. Weave a story that draws readers further into your world. Consider a gym ad with the headline, "One of these people weighed 17 stone just a year ago." This creates curiosity that keeps readers engaged while subtly influencing their emotions about weight loss and fitness transformation. P is for persuade. Once prospects are absorbed in your copy, transition from a story about someone like them to a story about them specifically. This is where you persuade with arguments, proof, examples, and emotional rapport building. While traditional benefit statements belong here, your storytelling ability provides the crucial differentiation from competitors offering similar features. Show them not just what the product does, but how it transforms their specific situation. S is for sell. The final step creates the deepest level of emotional engagement, closing the sale. Prospects who've stayed with you this far are convinced but need a nudge to take action. Maslin introduces his 4R sub-formula. Repeat your story, remind them of benefits, reassure them they're making the right decision, then relieve them of their money. This approach works because deep down, customers want to join. You've given them reasons and removed doubts, so all that's left is to say yes. While Tips offers a fresh perspective, Maslin clarifies this isn't a call to abandon traditional copywriting formulas. Rather, Tips focuses more on customer emotions rather than being a mechanistic tool for copywriters. The core principles of good copywriting remain true, especially simplicity. Flashy language demonstrating literary prowess lacks the qualities needed to engage readers emotionally. Rapid understanding, resonance, sensory qualities, and everyday tone of voice. Before diving into benefits, copywriters should focus on three powerful approaches that bypass the prospect's skepticism and connect directly with their emotions: promises, secrets, and stories. These techniques work by describing the world as customers wish it were, engaging them at a deeper level than traditional feature benefit writing. People buy based on promises, not products. Effective promises go beyond features and benefits to tap into deeper emotional desires. "I promise you'll have a garden to be proud of in half the time," rather than "no blisters." Promises should be desirable, specific, and commanding, yet incomplete enough to trigger curiosity. This combination engages both the emotion tied to the promise content, pride, envy, desire, and the powerful drive of curiosity. A secret is inherently valuable, rare, precious, and powerful. Knowing secrets makes us feel special, part of an exclusive club that satisfies our deep need for belongingness. Secrets confer power on their holders, the power to decide when and to whom they'll reveal information, plus the social status of being in the know. That's why using the word secret in headlines is irresistibly effective across any industry. 5 leadership secrets you'll kick yourself for missing at business school, or the office cleaning industry's dirty little secret. You don't even need the actual word, just the implication that you're revealing something hidden. Lawyers hate him, accountants want him dead, but this unemployed man from Birmingham doesn't care. Humans are hardwired to love stories. Our limbic system lights up when hearing them, while meaning-making engages our prefrontal cortex. Stories evolved as teaching tools that conferred evolutionary advantages by encoding vital lessons. Consider cave-dwelling ancestors. Don't eat red berries, as raw information might be ignored. But "little Og ate red berries and died screaming" creates an unforgettable emotional imprint. Good stories need 4 vital ingredients: a protagonist readers identify with, a predicament or problem, a narrative of what happened, and a resolution. Keep your business stories lean and action-focused. Avoid passive voice and management speak. use dialogue to bring testimonials to life rather than presenting them as static quotes. And always include surprise elements to maintain engagement. Predictable stories put readers to sleep. Writing in present tense is particularly powerful as it engages the reader's imagination and places them directly in the experience. Compare "Once you have installed my payroll" with the more engaging "At each month end, you run my payroll and smile to yourself." This creates an assumptive close where readers imagine already owning your product. To write truly personal copy rather than merely personalized messages, you must develop genuine customer empathy. Moslin distinguishes between personalized copy, inserting customer data, and personal copy, demonstrating real understanding of the reader's problems and needs. Developing this empathy is more valuable than studying grammar or punctuation, as it's the key to creating emotionally engaging copy that resonates with readers. The 5P's framework establishes that all effective copywriting, whether to a single reader or thousands, follows the same principles. From each individual's perspective, they are always a single reader. The key difference is how much you know about them. With single readers, you can research extensively, while with multiple readers, you must work with aggregated, often vague data. To overcome the challenge of writing to multiple readers, create detailed customer personas, fictional characters with fully developed traits. Using a Fortune 500 CEO example, list likely characteristics across physical, material, psychological, emotional, and social dimensions. The process involves identifying which traits are universal versus probable, creating a core understanding of the target reader that guides more resonant copywriting. The power of you in copywriting comes from its unique ability to always refer directly to the reader. Use you and I to create a natural dialogue feeling in copy, but avoid the common mistake of addressing a single reader while writing as if from multiple people. Using we@company.com depersonalizes the message, while I think you creates an authentic conversation between individuals. Effective copywriting requires shifting perspective from what you find interesting to what your prospect finds interesting. People don't want better mousetraps, they want dead mice. Focusing on the customer's problem rather than your product is key. By pinpointing your reader's pain point, you found the emotional entry point. Whether using three questions, startling news, or shocking statements to open your copy, the goal is to connect with their problem first, then weave benefits into a future story showing how their pain will disappear. Consider adopting a voice-first approach to copywriting, recording your answers to 8 customer questions, from "Why did you want to see me?" to "What if I don't like it?" This creates naturally powerful language with a conversational tone that can be transcribed and edited. The approach offers 3 benefits: freedom from the tyranny of the winking cursor to focus on content over form, faster production, and more authentic-sounding copy. Flattery can be a powerful persuasive tool when used skillfully. People generally respond positively to compliments because they affirm our decisions and make us feel good about ourselves, with the crucial proviso that they must appear sincere. While some might object to flattery as manipulative, consider reframing it as complimenting. Robert Cialdini's research shows people are motivated to comply with those they like, and well-targeted compliments based on customer characteristics can be both sincere and effective. This effectiveness connects to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, specifically our need for esteem. Using the CRU Group subscription renewal letter as a case study, flattery engages readers by evoking feelings of pride and self-esteem. Maslin's successful experience writing renewal communications for Top Gear magazine that flattered readers as being one of the boys demonstrates this principle in action. Luxury marketing uses subtle flattery by making spending feel like a privilege. Expensive items are often desirable precisely because they are expensive, distinguishing this from things that are merely costly, implying needless expense. Hilton Hotels packages room upgrades as membership privileges for Hilton Honors members, and magazine publishers rebrand automatic renewal charges as membership continuation plans. Both approaches flatter customers by making them feel part of an exclusive group. The key insight is repackaging ordinary upsells as special privileges without changing the actual offering. It's purely about language choice. To use flattery effectively in copywriting, first ensure it aligns with your ethics. Then deeply understand your customers, their skills, qualities, and where their self-esteem resides. Are they secure or dependent on others' opinions? This understanding helps craft compliments that get readers nodding and receptive to your message. For upgrades and premium offerings, position them as privileges or exclusive membership benefits rather than additional purchases. Ancient Greek rhetorical techniques remain powerful tools for modern copywriting. Aristotle's three-component persuasion strategy, ethos, pathos, and logos, provides a conceptual framework that distinguishes compelling copy from ordinary writing. This approach combines character-based trust, ethos, emotional appeal, pathos, and intellectual reasoning, logos, to create persuasive arguments that move people to action. To demonstrate these three persuasion approaches, consider a fictional knife company, S. Todd Knife Makers. The ethos version establishes credibility through the craftsman's 30 years of experience and prestigious credentials. For three decades, master bladesmith Samuel Todd has crafted knives for Michelin-starred chefs and royalty. His techniques have been featured in Blade magazine and the Smithsonian. The pathos version creates emotional engagement through vivid imagery. Imagine preparing sushi for your spouse's birthday. As you slice through premium tuna with your S. Todd knife, the blade glides effortlessly, creating perfect pieces that make your partner's eyes light up with delight. The logos version presents facts about manufacturing processes. Unlike mass-produced knives stamped from sheet metal in seconds, each S. Todd knife undergoes a 14-hour, 30-step cold carbon tempering method that creates a molecular structure 40% stronger than standard blades. Ideal copy combines all three elements, but when space is limited, prioritize pathos since emotions drive decision-making. Most copywriters already excel at logos, facts and features, but need to strengthen their ethos and pathos. For ethos development, describe the organization as if it were a person, rather than creating formal vision statements. For pathos, remember that customers are naturally wired to respond to emotional appeals without needing to decode them. Social media requires unique copywriting approaches that acknowledge its public, real-time nature while leveraging its psychological rewards. Though debate exists about attention spans online, social media's distinctive power comes from enabling quick, rich communication with wide audiences simultaneously, shifting how we share and interact. Social media's psychological appeal stems from eight key characteristics. It's conducted in public, providing ego-boosting feedback, involves strangers, yet we share indiscriminately, happens in real time with constant notifications, operates with speed, requiring minimal planning, demands little effort with super short formats, delivers fast rewards, immediate feedback, costs nothing financially, and provides pleasure, making it potentially addictive through limbic system activation. For effective social media copywriting, be careful. Post only what you'd be comfortable seeing publicly. Be original. Avoid cliches and challenge conventional thinking. Be fresh. Stand out from competitors. Be cheeky, less formal than other channels. Be opinionated. Express strong views. Be authentic. Write as yourself, not corporately. Be truthful. Maintain honesty. Use pictures. Hook attention visually. Be social. Engage in conversations. And remember to sell. Aim for ROI beyond just likes and follows. Writing for mobile and social demands mastery of ultra-brief copy, UBC. Subject lines work best between 29 to 39 characters, with the most important words placed first as readers scan down rather than across. For mobile screens, paragraphs must be reconceived as units of length rather than meaning. Shorter paragraphs improve readability dramatically. Social media writing requires an informal, conversational tone that acknowledges the community aspect of these platforms. Clickbait headlines drive engagement through two emotional plays: curiosity, I just have to know what happens, and social validation, maybe I can share this with my friends and get kudos. These headlines follow predictable patterns like, this old lady thought she was just buying cat food, what happens next will make you cry with laughter. Strip away the edgy attitude and you'll find classic headline techniques, storytelling, appeals to prurience, and self-interest. But beware, while these techniques drive clicks, they don't necessarily drive conversions or sales. Successful social media requires clear goals, whether hard metrics like sales, media metrics like engagement, or softer relationship-building aims. Without defined objectives, you can't measure success. Remember that social media isn't free when you factor in opportunity costs. Convert followers into an inbound marketing strategy that generates revenue. Develop an authentic voice to build profitable relationships. The goal of copywriting isn't to entertain, but to sell. Yet making your writing pleasurable to read serves this commercial purpose. Like swimming in warm Mediterranean waters where you barely notice the contact with your skin, good copy should be enjoyable without drawing attention to itself. For experienced copywriters who've mastered the basics, the next developmental step is making their writing more pleasurable to read. Five crucial aspects affect the reading experience: rhythm, pace, musicality, imagery, and surprise. Rhythm is about creating pleasing linguistic patterns, like choosing truth, justice, and the American way over rearranged alternatives that don't flow as well. Pace means varying sentence length rather than using only short sentences, which can feel like missiles lobbed at your reader and become exhausting. Reading your copy aloud helps you hear and fix these elements. Musicality in copywriting creates pleasing sound patterns that engage readers. Subtle alliteration works beautifully. If there's a softer seed on the market, we'd be surprised. Feels pleasant without being obvious. While direct rhymes can be distracting, internal vowel rhymes, assonance, create memorable, sticky slogans like Beans Means Heinz or Gillette, the best a man can get. To truly engage your reader's emotions, use language that creates sensory imagery. Compare sterile, intellectual travel copy about limpid waters with vivid, emotional language that invites readers to dip your toes into the water that's warm and so clear you feel you could touch the sea urchins. Don't limit yourself to visual language. Appeal to all senses, either directly, describing sensory experiences your product creates, or indirectly, using visual, auditory, and kinesthetic language throughout your copy to appeal to different sensory preferences. Managing your prospect's attention becomes crucial in longer copy. When interest wanes, you need something surprising to recapture attention. High-risk tactics include shocking language, best for personal communications like blogs or younger audiences, or powerful headlines like Eugene Schwartz's "The Sex Food So Potent, Priests Were Forbidden to Eat It." Alternatively, create emotional impact with vivid imagery. Our goal is to make your event stick in the memory like your first kiss. Repetition creates patterns that the human brain naturally seeks out, making your message more memorable. By saying virtually the same thing in rapid succession, you suggest order and significance. Kennedy's "Ask not what your country can do for you" and Mandela's words about paying the price exemplify this. Repetition works particularly well in triads, groups of three, especially when the last instance offers a turnaround. Strategy isn't just lots of tactics strung together. Strategy isn't just a fancy word for planning. Strategy is a rule for making decisions. Asking for the order, the critical moment of conversion, requires maintaining emotional engagement rather than breaking the spell with mundane transaction language. Many marketers lose focus when writing calls to action, reverting to uninspiring boilerplate. Instead, continue focusing on fulfilling the promise to your reader rather than the money changing hands. The cardinal rule: never write "if," as in "if you would like to order," because it signals doubt and gives permission not to act. The key is keeping the call to action emotionally engaging by emphasizing what the customer gains, not what they spend. Calls to action can be categorized as either intellectual or emotional. Intellectual calls include transactional words like book, buy, charge, and deliver, while emotional calls use words like choose, congratulations, help, and hurry. The emotional versions create more engaging connections. Write calls to action first, after planning, and imbue them with emotional power that aligns with how you want readers to feel. A case study for Motorsport magazine shows how using join instead of subscribe creates emotional connection, with testimonials and money-back guarantees reinforcing the call to action while keeping the customer's perspective central. This simple word choice transforms a transactional relationship into a community membership, a much more emotionally satisfying proposition. To create sincere and believable calls to action, you must first be convinced of your product's value. Step back to examine what your product truly offers customers, how it makes their lives easier, better, or simpler, how customers feel after purchasing it, and what they say on social media. Once you internalize this value, you'll be in the right position to ask others to buy. The disconnect occurs when we engage prospects emotionally through storytelling and psychology, only to shift abruptly to mundane order forms. The solution lies in maintaining the emotional connection by continuing to focus on the prospect's desires rather than the transaction. We must avoid showing anxiety as the customer approaches the purchase button, staying cool and keeping attention on the promise, not the purchase. Maslin draws a parallel to Picasso, who spent a decade learning formal techniques before developing his unique style. Similarly, copywriters should master conventional rules before exploring more emotionally resonant approaches. Many professionals resist these techniques out of suspicion and anxiety, but testing provides the solution. 7 scientific testing principles can help validate emotional copywriting approaches. 1. Test a specific hypothesis. 2. Test versions simultaneously. 3. Use a sample, not your entire list. 4. Ensure statistical significance. 5. Split lists randomly. 6. Test one variable at a time. 7. Test big things before small things. Ultimately, copywriting is an art where emotional power matters more than grammatical perfection. If your reader feels no power, there is no power. The techniques in this book, from understanding the limbic system's role in decision-making to crafting emotionally engaging calls to action, all serve one purpose: creating copy that resonates deeply with readers and motivates them to act. The most undervalued activity in marketing departments is thinking. Despite being expected to constantly generate ideas, marketers rarely have the resources to think properly, working in noisy, open-plan offices with constant interruptions. The path to better copywriting starts with incorporating your own ideal thinking conditions into your work routine. Equally important is truly knowing your products by using them yourself. Finding your voice as a copywriter means developing a distinctive writing style that feels natural to you while remaining adaptable to different clients and contexts. While freelancers must write in various brand voices, content marketing offers opportunities to develop your personal style. The goal isn't necessarily to be recognizable. Your writing should serve the product rather than draw attention to itself. However, for blogs, newsletters, and personal content, developing a consistent voice builds connection with readers who resonate with your approach. Grammar matters, but only when it affects meaning and customer comprehension. The rules exist to help writers fly, not to tether them to the ground. The key question isn't whether grammar is important, but which grammatical issues actually matter in persuasive copywriting. Know what kind of writer you are, one who reveres grammatical rules or one who plays fast and loose with them. Neither extreme is ideal. Too much reverence leads to time-consuming perfectionism that goes unnoticed, while too little can confuse or alienate readers. In the end, persuasive copywriting is about creating emotional connections that drive action. By understanding how the brain processes information, how emotions influence decisions, and how language can evoke powerful responses, you can craft copy that doesn't just inform, it transforms.